New York AG threatens lawsuit against Nassau County over girls' sports. By Alana Mastrangelo on March 5, 2024. New York Attorney General Letitia James is demanding that Nassau County stop protecting girls' sports from transgenderism. The order's immediate effect is to force sports leagues to make an impossible choice: discriminate against transgender women and girls in violation of New York law, or find somewhere else to play. A cease and desist letter sent to Nassau County Executive Bruce Blakeman read, according to a report by ABC News. On February 22, officials of Nassau County, New York, bucked the state's liberal establishment by announcing that people were prohibited from competing in sporting events of the opposite biological sex in county-run facilities. Blakeman said the ban is intended to protect the integrity of women's sports. The executive order said that sports leagues, organizations, teams, and other entities in the county must clearly designate teams based on an athlete's sex when applying for a use and occupancy permit at a Nassau County Parks property for a competition or event on all levels. Permits will not be given to competitions or events that allow the opposite sex to participate in a sporting event, effective immediately. AG James' office argues that the executive order is in clear violation of New York State anti-discrimination laws and demands that it be immediately rescinded. The cease and desist letter goes on to claim that the order invites invasive policing of the sex and gender identity and expression of all girls and women by requiring teams and leagues to exclude transgender women and girls as a condition of using covered facilities. The law is clear: you can't discriminate against a person because of their gender identity or expression, AG James proclaimed in a Friday X/Twitter post. I'm demanding it. Nassau exec immediately rescind his transphobic and illegal order within 5 days, or I will not hesitate to take decisive legal action, James added. Blakeman responded to the attorney general, writing, "My executive order stops the bullying of women and girls by transgender males who have many outlets to compete without putting the safety and security of females in danger. In Nassau, we will continue to fight for females' right to be safe, secure, and have a level playing field to compete," Blakeman asserted. Blakeman, a Republican, says that designating separate athletic teams or sports based on sex is necessary to maintain fairness for women's athletic opportunities. Women and girls' hard work, on-field achievements, and athletic futures deserve to be fostered, nurtured, and celebrated, Blakeman said in the executive order. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and X/Twitter at @rmastrangelo. And on Instagram.